EOPA elected officials to protect America say it is important for consumers to be aware of what they are buying and the impact it has on the environment and human rights. The nonprofit estimates that people buy 43% more clothing around Christmas, especially fast fashion. That includes clothing sold at stores like Sears, Forever 21, and Gap. Much of it is made in sweatshops using child labor. According to the International Labor Organization, 170 million children are put to child labor, and many are part of the garment industry. Here's New York Assemblyman Felix Ortiz.
So it's very important that we as leaders, we really continue to bring awareness about this issue that is still visible. People think that child labor disappeared already in 2021 or 2020. And let me just say this to you, child labor is still happening in a bigger rate because we are not paying attention anymore the way that we used to. We are being deviated with so many other issues impacting our local communities.
Ortiz says that child labor is not just a social justice issue, but an environmental one as well, especially when clothes are made with chemicals. That's why he's introduced Assembly Bill 1549. It would require labels to be on fabrics that contain microplastics, like polyester. The microplastics disintegrate when they are washed and end up in water systems. Heidi Harmon, the mayor of San Luis Obispo, says that buying clothes secondhand, such as at thrift stores, is much healthier for the environment. Harmon says that keeping the water systems clean of microplastics is very important for people in her area.
Our beaches are such an essential part of our quality of life here. It's an essential aspect of our local economy in terms of a driver for tourism. Also, Morro Bay, sitting right next door, is known for its fisheries. And so keeping the oceans as clean as possible is essential on so many levels here. And that includes, of course, keeping the microplastics that polyesters and other fabrics do create when they're washed and get into our water system.
A study conducted by the University of California, Santa Barbara, found that in 2019, 13.3 quadrillion fibers were released into California's environment. These microplastics are in the water, food, air, and oceans. It's estimated that humans ingest over 5,800 particles of synthetic debris each year. Miriam Wallstrom, a junior at Stanford University and fellow with EOPA, says that while clothing containing microplastics is damaging the environment, it's profitable for the companies that sell it.
I remember at one point buying two of the exact same t-shirt because I knew I really liked the t-shirt, but I knew that it would deteriorate within a few months. And so I wanted to have a backup. And this is the exact kind of business model that fast fashion works on, is that they know they build their clothing out of very cheap synthetics and oil-based polyesters, and they know that it's going to fall apart within a few months. But this is a great business model because it gets the customer back in the door again and again.
The nonprofit organization of elected leaders is encouraging more conscious consumption during the holiday season. It's also encouraging Congress to enact legislation like stricter sanctions of sweatshop imports. EOPA points to Sweden as an example. In 2019, Sweden passed a law issuing a chemical tax on clothing and footwear containing hazardous chemicals that are carcinogenic, mutagenic, or toxic for reproduction. It goes into effect next year. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.